Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi everyone, Becca here with Minimalism Made Simple, and I just wanted to hop on here to let you know that new episodes are coming, and we're going to start with a new episode today. I did have to take a break for several months from podcasting because I did get caught up with other things related with the platform of Minimalism Made Simple, but I am back to give you some new episodes, and I'm really happy to be on this podcast and sharing this episode with you today. So the topic for this episode is how we can stop rushing through life. So it's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and rush through it without taking time to truly appreciate what's going on around you, or without taking time to stop and think about how your life has changed since you were younger. In order to stop rushing through life, let's take some notes today on how you can slow down and appreciate the world around you. So why do we tend to rush through life? Well, we rush through life because we're always looking for the next best thing. We're constantly chasing after something, whether it's a new job, a new relationship, a new car, etc. We think that if we can just get to that next level, that we'll be happy. But the truth is that we'll never truly be happy because we're always looking ahead to what's next and not focusing on the present. So I want to go over a few ways on how we can slow down and stop rushing through this thing called life. And one way to do that is to take time for yourself. Think of your life as a table that's getting covered in mess, and it's only going to get worse if you don't clear things off. Take some time for yourself every day, even if it's just an hour or two, and try to slow down your pace. You could do this by maybe taking up a hobby such as painting or running, something that gives you time away from other people so you can be left alone in your thoughts. Another way is to stop comparing yourself to others. Everyone's path is different, and comparing yourself with someone else can often lead to self-pity. Now, this also means that when you are comparing yourself to others, you might feel the need to keep up with what they're doing. And you have to take comfort in your strengths instead of pitying for what you don't have. Acknowledge your shortcomings, but make a conscious effort not to dwell on them. This will save you needless anxiety and take some of your focus off impressing others or keeping up with others. Remember that everybody has flaws as part of being human. Instead of constantly trying to live up to an impossible ideal, learn to accept who you are, flaws and all, and be happy with who you are. Another way to stop rushing through life is to enjoy the little things. So take a few moments throughout your day to slow down and enjoy every little thing you encounter. A cool breeze, amazing sunset, a good conversation. These are all things that many of us miss out on because we're always in such a rush. Take time each day to stop and appreciate these little things. By doing so, you will enjoy life so much more. When it comes to living your best life, taking care of yourself should be at the top of your list. So that means to enjoy the little things that you either accomplish or that you come across on a daily basis. The last important step when it comes to not rushing through life is to create routines. So in other words, there's a real desire for speed in our lives that is often motivated by a need for efficiency. So our routines can help us get through this. When our expectations outpace reality, it can feel like we're not getting anything done at all. So creating routines really helps us to stay organized, and it helps us to really take our time when it comes to doing things. And I think that this is so important when it comes to rushing through life. I want to close today's episode with some final words. So in a world where it seems like everyone's always in a rush, it's important not to lose sight of what's important. We shouldn't be in such a hurry, because then we'll miss out on valuable opportunities, moments, and every moment is a chance for us to learn something new or connect with someone special. So after all, life is too short not to appreciate each and every second of it. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, and don't forget that you can go to my website to download my ebook. And thank you to our partnership with BetterHelp, where you can go to www.betterhelp.com/minimalismmadesimple to get 10% off a therapy today. Thank you. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.